Can you talk about strategy? I mean, everybody, you know, says you're the underdog. There's very slight chance that you'll win the primary.
Yeah, I'd love to see your polling band.
No, well, it's just the conventional wisdom.
Well, I love that conventional wisdom because it's so conventional. Anybody who's been out on the trail with me will wonder whether I'm really the underdog. And certainly has been in the venues where Senator Dan and I have been together. I mentioned this earlier, strategy is pretty simple. It's a hiring choice. It's a hiring choice. If your life, liberty, or property were at stake, whom would you choose to be your lawyer? And when asked that question, people are choosing me. And it's just a question now in the time remaining whether we have enough time before the primary to get that message out as aggressively as we need to as many Democrats as we need to. And will we have resources to do that and the time to do that? That's really what it comes down to. And then it also comes down to whether people are going to, the Democratic nominee for Attorney General better be as pure as the driven snow, or as pure as you can be, because the risk in the Attorney General's race is too significant, and the risk to the rest of the ticket is too significant. And my primary opponent, when I said this in a debate in Columbus, responded, well, even if Mother Teresa were our nominee, the Republicans would find a way to kick the expletive deleted out of them. And I suppose what I should have said and what I may say on another occasion is, Senator, I have friends who knew Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa was a countrywoman of mine. And Senator, you're no Mother Teresa.
Well, you're saying what is getting right down to it. You're saying what's my big fear is that there's a lot of ammunition used against Mark Dan. When the primary's over, I mean, right now everybody's quiet. There's crickets. I keep a good ear to the ground on what Republicans are saying. And while Hackett and Sherrod Brown are going against each other, you didn't hear a word about Sherrod Brown. Now all of a sudden the volume is raised way up because they can start hammering. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that there's a lot of ammunition. And it only has to be one-tenth as powerful as anything the Democrats have to use against them because we're running on a purity campaign. We're running on, you know.
That's right. If our one value, Chris, you're absolutely dead on something. The only thing that has us in the game this year is this claim that we're somehow different and better and not the Republicans. If the Republicans have the opportunity to point to any one member of the ticket, or even more than one member of the ticket, and say, Democrats, they're just as incompetent and corrupt as we are. They're just as unethical as we are. They're just as sleazy as we are. What they have successfully done is remove our one value added. What does that do? That puts us back to where we were. That discourages and depresses the kind of change-oriented vote that we want to see come out. And it gives us potentially 4-8 more years of Republican rule. Rule which will have irreversibly devastating consequences for our state. There is time yet to turn this around. And if this goes on another 4-8 years, we get somebody like Blackwell, for heaven's sake. I mean, will the last person out of Ohio please turn out the lights? That's what's at stake here. And let's not also forget what's at stake is the 2008 presidential election. When you're in the Super Bowl, you don't send out your player with bad knees. You don't do it. Even if that person's been a great player in the first quarter of the game and has helped move you along in the game. And what I saw unfolding in the ODP discussion was this sort of sense of entitlement. Well, he brought us to the dance, therefore, he's going to send him out on the floor. Well, if his knees are bad, don't. And that is really what it comes down to. Suppose that we nevertheless win the governor's office, but we lose the attorney general's office. If we lose the attorney general's office, then, and it will all, in all likelihood, be to Betty Montgomery, then again, assuming Ted Strickland is our nominee and assuming Ted Strickland becomes governor, Ted Strickland will be tormented not only by a majority Republican legislature, but by his chief rival from day one for governor 4 years later, who is assigned to be his lawyer. Let's not make his life a living hell. You know, let's give him a shot at having a lawyer that can, and prosecutor that can win that office, and then help him achieve change on things like school funding and all these other issues.
Well, but Ted Strickland's the quarterback in this game, right? He's the main mover and shaker in all these decisions within the ODP. He wants Mark Dayan, doesn't he?
Why don't you ask him? What he'll tell you is that he's neutral.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's neutral in public, but, you know...
Why don't you call him and ask him and see if you can get in front of him, look him in the eye and see and measure his sincerity.
Okay. I mean, I'm a little jaded on this because, I mean, I remember the two-step that was going on in the Senate race, and there was a lot of, you know, say one thing in one venue, say something else and something different. So there was not too much clarity and forthrightness in what was going on in terms of the campaign. So I'm not seeing much more of that now. I'm not expecting much more of that now.
What I'm just trying to take a bigger picture view of this and say simply, if you've got two candidates with these particular set of qualifications, and ultimately, you know, you can talk strategy and you can talk horse race as much as you want. All I'm interested in is the job and doing the job, not interested in holding the office. The minor inconvenience I've been going through this whole time is the longest job interview of my whole life, and a rather bizarre job interview. It's like I bounce from place to place, and everybody keeps sending me to somebody else, and I wish somebody would just make a decision. But that's really all that I'm interested in. And because I'm focused on the job and the qualifications for the job, I'm focused on my own qualifications, and I'm focused on the issue of a background check. When you're going to hire somebody for a job, you look at their qualifications, and you do a background check. And if you focus on those two things right now, you know, I would have hoped the fact that I passed what's called a full-field FBI background check and had a security clearance would have encouraged people. But, you know, it's encouraged some and not particularly impressed others. A full-field check, by the way, is where the FBI agents go out to every place you've ever lived, and they knock on every door, and then when they talk to that person, they ask for additional names, and they go out and talk to those people. It's actually downright creepy.
It's Hoover's legacy, right?
Well, I mean, I gave them one name, and they went to that person and said, so, who have you socialized with them? And then, boom, they're all talking to people that I barely knew. Yeah. Well, in particular for the justice job. They do a minor thing for the other jobs, but for the justice job and for the State Department, they do a higher level clearance. But that ought to matter to this party, especially going into this season. Because what I'm saying is they measure it up against, you know, have you survived an electoral process, and they view that as a testing of whether there might be still
well,
there.
I mean, the general, I mean, this is a debate we get into, I mean, this is a problem we get into a lot online, is that the status quo within the Democratic Party does not want an honest debate about the situation. If you actually talk about negatives of candidates within your party, you're helping Republicans.
That's the view.
Right. And that even though...
As opposed to you're trying to get the best nominee for your party to face.
Well, do you think there's anything to that? I mean, do you think, I mean, because...
It depends. See, the word negative is too broad.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the fact is that what your comparative preparation is for a job combined with your background check and issues of ethics and competence, if those aren't fair game in assessing who you want to be your nominee, I don't know what is. Now, what I do think is off limits and should be in an inter-party struggle is things like, you know, if I had a picture of Mark Dan with the neighbor's sheep, you know? I mean, and I don't. I want to assure the logging.
Don't you think the voters have the right to know about
this? You know what? It has nothing to do with the job. And has nothing to do with the assessment that the party should be making about. As I said, I'm totally focused on the job. And those kinds of things where you get personal, you get vicious, you start, you know, exaggerating facts and taking the smallest thing and doing the grainy photograph ads and all that stuff. That stuff is nonsense, and that's the politics of the past and shouldn't be the kind of politics we use within the Democratic Party. But it ought to be fair game to say, here's the preparation I have for the job. Here's the preparation my opponent has for the job. Here's my background in terms of whether I will pose a threat to this ticket. Here's my opponent's background. And here are issues, you know, I teach legal ethics. You know, here are some other issues. Those ought to be fair game. If those aren't fair game, then what the Democratic Party is doing is valuing loyalty over having a strong nominee. And having somebody who can actually do the job.
But that
is the substance in the end that should matter. We say as Democrats, we're doing this because we want to serve people. How are we going to serve people if, number one, we don't get the job, and number two, we can't do the job?
But this is all about loyalty, right? That's what's, I mean, a lot of this has been about loyalty for the party. That's a major force within the decision-making process, isn't it? Who's a good Democrat? Who's been there?
Yeah, what kind of loyalty? I mean, we're not going to solve the issue today. All I'm suggesting is that there's a whole different approach.